This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Natalie Portman, the Oscar-winning actress, backed out of a major award ceremony in Jerusalem in protest and not to be seen as endorsing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his policies and current corruption charges. Arizona teachers have voted to strike. Israel has now killed 35 Palestinian protesters in the Friday Gaza demonstrations and injured 1,000. Six former directors of Mossad, the Israeli intelligence agency, have said this is mindless and an existential danger. In a survey of hotel workers, it was found that they were more likely to respond to inquiries from white names than those with typically black or Asian names. They also provided 20% more restaurant recommendations to white men, white than to black or Asian people, and were more likely to be polite and address them in friendly and welcoming terms. An additional survey to another 2,000 revealed that service from hotel workers differed based on expectations whether someone of a different race was actually a potential customer. Actors Equity Association is dropping the title Gypsy Robe from a cherished insider ritual of passing a colorful patchwork garment from one chorus to another on Broadway shows opening, citing potential abuse to Roma people. Atlanta-based SunTrust Bank says an employee may have stolen information from 1.5 million customers and sold them to a criminal third party. According to research conducted for In These Times in partnership with Earth to the Ground, law enforcement in at least 8 states, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Washington, and Wyoming, lobbied on behalf of anti-protest bills in 2017 and 2018. The bills ran the gamut from punishing face coverings at protests to increasing penalties for economic disruption and highway blockage to criminalizing civil protests that interfere with critical infrastructure like oil pipelines. In 2017, the Italian Finance Ministry forced the Bank of China's branch in Milan to pay a settlement of $20 million for its handling of undeclared income from Chinese-run businesses in Italy or money generated by the counterfeiting of Italian fashion goods. Data last month showed that 124 people in the U.S. have listened to a podcast, but only 73 million listen to one at least every month. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 189 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.